You know, I almost don't know what to think anymore. You get hit by a lot of different things in life. And it just keeps happening, you know. And the only way you're going to make it is by faith. Faith in Jesus, who holds all things together. It's 20 some degrees. And I'm getting ready to hit the highway. And I already saw somebody driving crazy. I don't know if it's the cold weather doing that to people or what. But I'm almost to the point where social media is not my not on my radar much anymore. It's gonna be probably like 5% or 1% of my life maybe uploading. I was talking to somebody yesterday about writing a book, and I think that's what I can focus my time on, writing a book. Because AI is here, and AI can help me formulate it the right way. And say it a way that, you know, the Bible's on the 8th grade level, and talk about the code stuff on the 8th grade level. You know, the stuff that I've seen during this process is kind of off the roof. I was reminded the day before yesterday or something about the time that I was sitting there at the computer trying to build the website. I was on the GoDaddy website, right? And this is after I saw the Shekinah Glory, right? And so I was on the GoDaddy website, and I had like three monitors going, two or three. I can't remember at the time if it was two or three, but try to keep two or three monitors because it's easier to work, you know. And this is when I was seeing really deep into the unseen. So I was on their website signing in or something, and I looked over, and I don't do drugs and I don't drink, and I looked over at the screen, their main screen. At that time they had some person. The guy was just logging in to go their image on their website was some guy logging in to GoDaddy to build a website, right? So I was actually doing the same thing, and I turned my head, and then I looked at the screen real quick, and the guy actually moved. As I was moving my head, the guy actually was moving. It was a static image, and I looked back, and the image was a static image, but it moved. And I was like taken aback. And I took my mouse and I clicked on the image. I right clicked it, you know, tried to see if it was like an animation or image, just to see if it was an animation. And it wasn't. It wasn't an animation image. And that was a few things like that happened during a certain period of time where I was like I was trying to decode through some of the movies, like 2017. I was watching all the time travel movies, and at the beginning of also went through some the series Twilight Zone. And at the beginning of the Twilight Zone, their introduction had some kind of image that came up every time before the series started. This image would come up, some kind of white figure, of, you know, ghost or some kind of weird figure, like a white, it wasn't a ghost, but it was just an image of an outline of some kind of image. I can't remember what it looked like now. I could pull it back up probably and see it. So I was really going through the decode process to see the holographic reality, the fractal holographic reality. At the time, I didn't know what it was. And so that same image showed up outside my window. I looked over the window. I was asleep. I woke up and looked over the window, and there it was. And I was sitting there thinking, because I'm not a person who believes in ghosts and all. I really have come to the conclusion that if a person sees ghosts, it's because they're watching horror shows or it's something within them. Because my conclusion was this. Everything that we do, everything that we think, our imagination, our actions, our words, the script out of our mouth, everything that we speak, do, think, imagine, plays out as a reflection in front of you, like a script. So let's say you're just, and it really is obvious when you're focused. When you're like single-minded, you can see it more. And so when I saw that, because I was studying the etymology and I was really just into my research, like to the hilt, you know. And so when I was on that website, I was there for a while, just focused, you know, on that, building that web page or whatever. And that image to me, I mean, I was sitting there, it was kind of just threw an image on the screen of me. It was a reflection. And that image in the window was a reflection. You reap what you sow, right? But taking it to a fractal holographic level, everything's a copy machine. And I know people don't want to hear that, but it's the truth. And when you quantum connect with somebody, I was pretty much on my own, not connecting with any. During that research period, I was just totally isolated, studying every day, meditating every day. I'd go to work, and as soon as I get off work, I'd pull up the etymology, and I was just totally focused trying to decode this place. And everything that I was doing was reflecting back exponentially. It was like I was so in tune with my goal that it was just, I had no distractions, you know. And so I was able to see it by the grace of God that what we're in is a copy machine. That's why he tells you to meditate. Whatsoever things are good, honorable, pure, meditate on those things, because that's what's going to reflect back. You reap what you sow. Nothing new under the sun. The fact that the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun, that tells you that every day the sun comes up, there's nothing new. And if the sun, S-U-N, comes up for 8 hours a day, it's the same repeat every day. And even during the day, you're in a repeat. So if there's nothing new under the sun, that means there's no repeat, right? I mean, I got a tailgater behind me acting stupid. If there's nothing new under the sun, that means it all repeats. That means it all repeats. Because there's nothing new under the sun. The Bible tells you that. So time is not linear. Time is a cycle. So every day repeats. Now, it feels like it's linear, but it's not. You're just going through a growth process. You can actually see it. It's hard to see it in 3D. You have to pretty much have a 5D mindset, but you can actually see it in 3D because you go to work, you go home, you go to work, you go home. You might visit people, family, go to work. You might go on vacation, but then you go to work, go home, go to work, go home. It's just a repeat. Even if you're retired and you don't have to work, a retired person does the same thing every day. So there's nothing new. You eat, you sleep, you put your shoes on. Eat, sleep, shoes. Eat, sleep, shower, shoes. Eat, sleep, shower, shoes. And so it's just repeating every day. And if you take it at a fractal level, not only is it every day everything's repeating, But every moment, everything's repeating. And you can actually see it. You can actually see it. Because you experience it every day. When you go to work, you've worked with people so much, you already know what they're going to say before they say it. If you've been married, you know what your wife's going to say before she says it. If you have kids, you know what they're going to say before they say it. If you have kids, they're just following after you. They're learning the lessons that you learned. There's nothing new. And so you can actually see the children following in your steps in series, in sequence, after. And so this copy machine that we're in, if you, all you have to do is meditate on it. It's so obvious. It's right in front of you. You're doing it every day. And maybe it takes getting to source code to understand it. And when I say source code, breaking the languages down to their source. Because think about it, you use the same alphabet every day. You use the same words every day. You use the same characters when you're writing every day. You're using the same terminology every day. And every conversation you had, you go in, good morning, how's it going? Fine. How's the weekend? Fine. How about yourself? Fine. It's just the same repeat every day. And so you go to the same restaurants, you talk to the same people, there's nothing new. There's nothing new. Your winter months, at least over here, December, January, February, are on the way. It's going to be cold. So you should get prepared. Get your battery changed every 5 years. Check your tires before winter. Get prepared. Prepared, pre-cut. And the only reason you can prepare or pre-cut is because you know what's going to happen before it happens. That's why you prepare, because you know what's going to happen tomorrow. Every day is a deja vu, and every moment is a deja vu, because you've already done it before. Otherwise, you couldn't function. This is really easy. If you get a hold of this, your whole worldview is going to change. That's the only reason I'm talking about it. I know it makes people mad. What's he talking about? He's crazy. No, I'm not crazy. I've meditated on this for long time, every day for 12 years. I want to say 6 or 7 years, but it's really been 12 because I think about it every day because I'm in it. I see it. I see the simulation. It's a simulated training program, and it's a fractal holographic simulated training program. SIM. Everything's following after Christ. The firstborn among many brethren. So when we see him, we'll be like him. So he holds it all together, and by him all things consist. And what is his purpose for this place? To birth in eternal creatures. God's purpose for this simulated training birthing program, cycle program, is to birth in new creatures after himself. And the way I was able to see this is they speak the same language in heaven. I'm sure it's a different language, but when all the people who went up to heaven, Paul went up to the third heaven, and John the Revelator went up. They spoke English. I mean, they spoke Greek or whatever language they spoke, and the people in heaven understood them, and they understood the people in heaven. And when the angels come down and speak to somebody, they speak your language. My point is, God controls the languages. What connects you to heaven? The Holy Spirit, the languages, the scripture, his word. So when you take the languages, the scripture, the Holy Spirit in you, you can see past 3D into the third heaven. Just like Paul. You can actually see into the third heaven via the languages, because you got the Holy Spirit. And this is a real thing, people. This is not a joke. So, be careful what you think on, because you're going to ink it out. You're going to reflect it back. Be careful what you reflect upon, because you'll reflect it back. Be careful what you brood over, because you're going to birth it. Be careful what you meditate on, because you're going to edit it. Be careful what you contemplate, because you're going to template it. You're going to create a template. And so what I just told you is not really complicated. It's encoded in the words. This is really not hard. The witches want you to think it's difficult, but it's not. And the witches cannot curse you. They can only get you to curse yourself. And how do they do it? With fear darts. So if anybody around you is always trying to put you in fear, that's witchcraft. Whether they're a witch or not, it don't matter. They're trying to put you in fear. The witches can only create a fake reality bubble, whether it's a narcissist or a witch or whatever. To me, they're the same. Because they create the fake reality bubble that's not real, and pull you into that fake reality. And if they can get you in that fake reality, they become the god of their reality, because it's their little world, their little consensus reality that you agreed to, which was fake, you know. That consensus reality that you've agreed to is agreement, right? And this is why when you marry a Jezebel or you marry a Delilah who's living in fake reality, and she's hell-bent on creating her own queen bee system, either her mother or the mother-in-law or whoever's got this fake reality that they've tied their children to. So the mother-in-law has created a fake reality, consensus reality with her kids. And then when her kids get married, she's expecting the son-in-law to go along with her. And then when you don't step into their reality, because you're in a biblical mindset, you want the truth and they're wanting lies, and so when you don't conform to the mother-in-law, they want to kill you. Just like Wanda created a bubble, and she created these fake kids and a vision that vision was dead, her kids were dead, so she created this fake reality, and she wanted that bubble. She wanted to live in that bubble because she didn't want to face reality. And that's what the narcissists are doing, the psychopaths, the unsaved. They want the fake reality bubble. And God won't let you live in that bubble. And those who enable that fake reality bubble will be chastised and scourged if they're saved. If they're not saved, that queen bee, and it could be a man running that little fake hive mind, that little cube, that little queen bee system going on, the people in it are going to die. But they're going to vampire and suck all the life out of those people till they do die. They're going to just suck them dry, vampire off of them, just suck the life out of them until the very last day, because they love the fake reality. They don't want to go to work. They don't want to sacrifice. They don't want to deal with the pain. They don't want to do all the necessary sacrifice to survive, because it's a sacrificial redemptive system. So they want somebody to vampire off of. And that's how this thing works. And people hate authority. They don't want to submit to authority. And so they have to create their own authority and their own little bubble and their own fake reality. And if you don't submit, you're evil. And they have to create a false narrative for their fake reality. But when, you know, eventually all the lies catch up with them, right? It all crashes. So no matter what queen bee creates a fake reality, it always crashes and burns, because it can't last for long. It can't last forever because it's fake reality. And this is real down here. Even though it's a simulation, it's based on God's principles. And so if you try to go outside of God's principles and create a fake reality, the earth is not going to let you. Because the earth is a projection. Why do you think everything that man, society's doing, like the government, they're in debt. These governments are trying to create a fake reality for the people, and there's always a tragedy or a tragic. When Jesus rules for 1,000 years, there's going to be peace, but he's got to rule with a rod of iron because the flesh creatures are nothing but evil. And so, but there's going to be peace. And the saved people who rule and get saved, they're fine. The righteous are as bold as a lion. They don't mind if the rule, there's nothing to hide, you know, because they're doing what's right. And so to make a long story short, it all ties together. It all makes sense. From the greatest fake reality bubble to the least, from the greatest to the least, it all crashes and burns if it's a fake reality bubble. But God's truth always shines through. Always.